Y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Today would be a great show to share with them. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And I'm feeling extra good because I always love the Jingle Cats. And boy, and I've got my bouncing chair back. It disappeared last week. I didn't have it. But I have it this week, so I'm bouncing away to the Jingle Cats. And by the way, the Jingle Cats are brought to us by their creator, Mike Spalla, www.jinglecats.com. Darn, I forgot to check it out, see if the he's still selling those CDs. Anyway, you can still find them online if the Jingle Cats official store is not open. And let's see, it is another cloudy, rainy day here in the Pacific Northwest, but not cloudy or rainy. Bright as always, that would be Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you this beautiful, rainy Sunday morning, huh?
I am well.
I'm glad because I had power.
Good.
I had two more power outages this week, believe it or not. I'm really making it up.
Yeah,
making
it's been
up
windy.
For, yeah, well,
and we still have a wind advisory in effect till around 10 or so today.
Yeah, that's what I... That,
pretty gusty coming
night,
across the bridge
was,
last, there was, this morning.
I wonder, now, were you able... Because they got closures on I-90 and 405, one direction going one way and one the other. So you were able to get across the water okay. And
it'll be more challenging this afternoon because they're going to close... and in fact, already have closed eastbound lanes of 520. So that means there's only one westbound route that is uninhibited, and that would be westbound 520. And so I-90 eastbound or I-90 westbound will get a little clogged this afternoon.
Yeah, okay.
It's been a mess, but that's, par for the course.
Yeah, yeah. Things have kind of straightened out on my drive down and back with the new toll lanes on 405. At least the Sunday traffic seems to have figured it out.
I understand they had a $10 toll.
That's what I heard on the news.
I didn't quite get the whole story, but it just seemed like, wow, $10.
Well, I did hear an explanation that kind of...
It's like a lot.
I was wondering, well, who on earth would get in there and pay $10? And when the news, whoever was reporting that the toll had gone up as high as $10 this week, they said it's a computer-generated program that decides the toll, and that has to do with how crowded the freeway is.
Supply and demand.
And it hadn't occurred to me. They said, but there is a reason why they jacked the toll up that high, is because they don't want everybody over there. They want the toll lanes to keep running pretty fast. So... But you have to be really willing to pay through the nose.
That is so regressive.
Isn't that? I thought, you know, I didn't.
If you can afford it, good for you. If you can't, too bad.
Uh-huh. And it's kind of like, yeah, so we'll just price you out of the ball. It seems, I don't know, something's wrong with that picture. But I don't know, you just won't find me in those lanes.
It's part of getting around in the Seattle
area.
It's just a mess. It's never going to get better, no matter what they do.
So do you have one of those good-to-go passes?
I do. I got one that first came out because you never know. And sometimes I do. Normally I take 90, both to and from work here.
Yeah.
But sometimes I take 520 if the traffic's really stacked up. And it's just nice to have it. And so you just put a little balance in there and use it as you need it. I'm going to get one, but I haven't. I've never refilled it. I think I put $30 in there when it first came on, and that's been at least a couple of years now, and I don't think I've ever added to it. I'm probably right down to the bone, but
Now,
I just don't use it that often.
Now, I've always wondered, since I don't have one yet, so I'm going to ask you now, you have a good-to-go pass. Do you put something in your windshield or something
right.
that those all
yep.
those things that are hanging yep. over the freeway can recognize?
Basically, it's a little electronic barcode reader that sits right on your dashboard, right about where your rear view mirror is. And so it just clicks and it grabs it.
So
it's pretty accurate.
So you buy the good-to-go pass online, and what, do they then mail you something to put in your windshield? Or how do you get the thing to put in your windshield? Do you remember?
I picked up a packet, and I'm sure that's how it's done today, and I can't remember where I got it. I think I got it at the grocery store or something like that. And then you go online, you set up an account, and you give them a credit card number or debit card number, and you get a balance. And then you can go online and check your account to see what your balance is and how often you used it. In fact, now that I remember it, I had a couple erroneous charges on mine that I could prove that it wasn't my license plate number. Just kind of, it was a snafu, just a goof. And they very quickly took it off my account.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, okay. So I know more than I did coming
there you
in
go.
About that. All right. Thank you, Mike, for the good-to-go pass update. And let's see, now back in the saddle again, because she was out of the state last Sunday. That would be Animal World call screener Kathy Southwick is here. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning.
Hey, it's nice to have you back.
And, you know, it was in the sun that I was enjoying.
Yeah, you were down
Arizona.
In Arizona.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm actually glad to be back to this weather.
Are you?
Yeah. It was nice to be there, but I was ready for the cold weather.
Well, and you mentioned what I've experienced once in my life, and that's when we're used to having grown up here in the great Pacific Northwest, we're used to four seasons, and winter is, you know, cold and wet and occasionally snowy and that sort of thing, and we associate that with the holidays and Christmas and so forth. It was a little weird being down there in the sunshine and the heat in Arizona, huh? And Christmas trees and all that sort of stuff.
Christmas music. And it was like my brain would just catch on and go, wait a minute.
Yeah, what's wrong with this picture, huh?
It's just not right.
Yeah. And I told you, I remembered many years ago when we were in high school, my uncle and his family were, my uncle was a career Army officer, and they were stationed at Schofield Barracks on Oahu in Hawaii. And so our family went over to visit them for the Christmas holiday, and it just wasn't the same. They had a Christmas tree and everything that's brought over from the mainland, but they're so old by the time they get there, they're all brown and dried, and it just wasn't the same. And so I've never gone out of this area for Christmas ever since then. So,
yeah, I don't blame you. Just,
but I'm sure people that grow up in that climate, then warm weather and Christmas is normal for them. But We are creatures of habit.
We are.
All righty. It is, I'm delighted to say, the studio is filled out. I have company in here, which is, but I wanted to say before that, it's just that Chris Denega was here and did call screening for you last week, and he did a great job, and so it was, we missed you, but Chris filled in nicely.
Ah, wonderful.
Now, he's off working today, so he's not here with us today, but anyway, yeah. Chris, we appreciated you last
week. Thank you, Chris.
And today is Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique. It's a best Sunday on Animal World. And sitting right next to me here in the studio is Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Hello.
And, of course, we're always delighted to have you here. You are one of our most popular guests. And I have to say, you're getting all technical on me now.
Yeah,
you got all kinds of equipment. Now, but that reminds me, because I think... Wasn't it because you're here every other month? So
right.
2 months ago, you were here, and you had big plans to take pictures and do stuff,
right.
Or take a video or whatever. And then you got here and realized you forgot your camera.
Something
along those lines.
Something like that.
But
today
now,
I forgot my tripod. But
you see it
sitting over on my little hat over there.
Yeah. So you have your hat propping up. Now. Is that? Is that a video?
That's
camera?
A little camcorder.
Little camcorder.
Yeah. And I'll probably use 3 seconds of half hour or so of a video. I'll just take a couple seconds out.
And then you've got your phone out here, and then like a little iPad of some kind.
Yeah, it's an Android tablet.
A tablet of some kind.
In case I need a reminder of something, I'll click it on and have a look in a while, make sure.
But then, so we both now not only can you find us here on the radio dial, KKNW Alternative Talk, and our websites, but we all have Facebook now. And, of course, you can find Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and I posted about what's on the show today with Dr. Nels. But you also are doing Facebook now.
Right, and so...
Now, are you like Dr. Nels on Facebook?
Actually,
or
no.
Nels Healing Ministry? How do we find you on Facebook?
Well, I'll tell you the easiest way, because Facebook can be kind of challenging to navigate. My channel on Facebook is Healing Ministry for Animals.
But
it's probably easier to go to my website, which is www.nelshealingministry.com. And then over on the left, there's a navigation panel, and you go down to the bottom, and there's a Facebook button. And if you click that, that will take you right there.
That sounds good. And so you can go to NelsHealingMinistry.com and then click on the Facebook link.
Right. And then when you're there, I just posted a little selfie I took here in the studio, and I want everybody who's listening to go to my Facebook page and like that post. You can like my page, too, but definitely like the post, because I want to know how many people are listening to the show,
especially
as we're, up against the Seahawks in an hour.
Well, except we don't do football on Animal World anymore.
No, we don't do football.
That's because we honor Mike,
and
he doesn't do it anymore, so we don't really do it anymore either.
We don't need to do it.
We got
plenty of good stuff to do here.
We entertain
all by ourselves.
Everybody that's not doing that. And besides, you can have that on too in the background or whatever. But anyway, so you can either go to Dr. Nels' Facebook page directly, which is Healing Ministry for Animals,
right,
on Facebook, or you can go to his website, www.nels, that's NELS, healingministry.com, and then there is a Facebook link.
Right. Click the Facebook button, and it'll take you right there.
And there's a photograph of Dr. Nels in the studio.
Right.
And that he personally took.
A little selfie.
Did you do a selfie, huh?
Yeah.
How about that? I haven't mastered that yet. I've figured out how to take pictures with my phone. I can do that. But I haven't gotten into selfies yet. I know, but that just sticking, the out and... Every time I've taken one, I tried to take some when I was at the ocean and stuff, and I have this just goofy look on my face, I just haven't got it yet,
Right.
And some of people are so good at that, but I'm not one of them. Anyway, I'm sure someday I catch up eventually. So we want you to go to the Healing Ministry for Animals Facebook page and like the photograph that Nels just posted, and then he's going to update through the show.
Right.
So that'll be fun. Also, check us out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like there, too, because that's important. And all kinds of really, a whole gamut of stuff posted this week. I've got a list I'll go over and let you know. We get started here, pretty much what we're doing today is free remote sessions for you or your animal friends with Dr. Nels. We'll have open phone lines throughout the show, and we're going to open them up very soon here. So jot down phone numbers, and a couple of reasons for that. Not A, to call in for your free remotes with Dr. Nels, but also we will be doing a Designing Health Missing Link giveaway sometime today. When we have open phone lines and you can call in, then I'll give you the Missing Link words of the day. And as long as you're 18 years or older and haven't won a contest on Animal World or any show on KKNW Alternative Talk 1150, in the last 30 days, then you are eligible to win the Missing Link supplement and have whatever variety you choose sent to your door. So I'll let you know about that. So jot these phone numbers down. You will need them. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
So now I've got a question.
Yes.
Can I do like a little giveaway too?
Well, I'm sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So it just occurred to me that.
Why not?
I want to incentivize people going and liking the post so we know who's listening. You want to go to the Facebook page, click on the posts, and just click the like thing so that you're there.
On the photograph.
Right.
Posted.
And so
okay.
Everybody who clicks on that, I'm going to make a little cards or little. You know, anyway, I'm going to draw their name out of the hat later on. And then I will send them back a message if they're the winner of the drawing for a free full-blown phone session with
me,
which usually takes about a half hour.
Wow.
And I would just love to do that. So,
well, how cool is that?
Yeah.
All right.
It just popped into
my head. Let's
just
wrap up to Christmas and happy holiday and all of that. So, okay. So to win a free phone remote with Dr. Nels, what you want to do is go to his Facebook page. You can do that two ways. You can go to his website, www.nelshealingministry.com, and click on the Facebook button, and that will link you up with his Facebook page. Or you can go directly there, which is Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook. Now, once you get there, you'll see that he just posted a photograph of himself here in the studio here at KKNW,
yep.
And you like that photo.
Right, just like the photo.
And then when people, if I'm understanding how Facebook works now, I'm getting pretty good at Facebook. I mean, I don't know everything, but I sort of feel like I understand Facebook. When you can tell who,
right,
the names of the people that liked,
right,
the picture.
Right.
And then you're going to put all those names in a hat and draw a winner for a free,
right,
phone remote.
Right. And then I will private message you.
And then you
that
can
you
private
want.
Message. Yeah.
Right. And I don't have, unfortunately, the ability to do all that daring of paper while we're on the radio today. So it'll happen later on. And
it'll happen
busy day.
After
it'll probably
the show.
Happen early in the week because I got a pretty busy day and pretty busy early week. Sometime tomorrow, perhaps.
So you'll get, but it'll happen.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. So get on Dr. Nels' Facebook page and like the photograph of him in the studio, and then you're automatically entered into the drawing for a free telephone remote. How cool is that? And you got some other free stuff going on for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about that, but we'll get to that. So let's see. So we'll do the Designing Health Missing Link giveaway. Going to shoot for current events around 10:50. We do have stuff on current events this week. And everything in the news, good news about animals and all of that, everything has been posted on Facebook by me. But I am going to tell you about three recalls, two that just happened this morning. And so I had to tap dance to get those up on Facebook before I left. And then one event happening today. So Let's go ahead and... Everybody ready to start the show?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready to start the show, too. So we're going to start the show. Huh? Yeah, everybody said, we've been listening for 20 minutes. We thought you did start the show, right? No, 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 no. It doesn't start until we honor and invoke the presence of the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for the last 25, 30 years. That, of course, would be St. Francis. And because it is Sunday morning, we do a couple little prayers. And that officially starts the show. So we're going to do that. Then we will take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We'll come back. I'll tell you about the recalls and the Happening Today event. And then phone lines will... phone lines are open now, and then we will start phone calls. So grab your line now if you would like to. And 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. And now let's begin the show. All right, so we have two little St. Francis prayers. The first one is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty then, we are official. The show has begun. All righty. Taking care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it is the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them. And then we've already got our first caller up ready to go. We'll come back and do three quick recalls and the Happening Today event. And then we will get to the phones. So if you would like to get in line behind Jerry, local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-29. 985569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Dr. Nels straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things? Or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say, "There's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
There just can't be anything cuter than jingle cats singing jingle bells, huh? What cute little voices. All right. Speaking of cute, this is not so cute, but there were three pet food recalls this week. Two of them I just got this morning. The first one I posted earlier in the week is a Bravo recall. So if you feed any of these foods, then you want to get on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, and you will find these recall announcements and where to get all the details. So the first one was a Bravo food, and then the two I posted this morning, one is a Nutro, Mars Nutro, N-U-T-R-O, dog treats, and it's a kind of chew. And that's being recalled for mold. So some of the times, you know, they're just recalling for salmonella. It really isn't any danger to our animal friends. They're more concerned about human exposure. But mold can be a problem for our animals. Then I was surprised to see this name on the recall list, Stella and Chewy's. Very popular freeze-dried raw and raw food and very good quality. There are a few varieties, two beef varieties for dogs and a duck-duck-goose variety for cats, being recalled for listeria. So if you feed any of those foods, get on Martha Norwalk's Facebook page, Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, and you'll find all the details there. And then let's see, we have one event happening today, and that would be related to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, our great advertisers and my spiritual home. And a real treat today, because you can see the Ananda Choir and the instrumental group will be at Third Place Books in Lake Forest Park later today, Sunday, December 13th. That's today, 5 p.m. at Third Place Books in Lake Forest Park. So if you're around that area, you want to swing by Third Place Books, 5 p.m. today, you will get to hear the Ananda Choir and our instrumental group. And how cool is that? And then a whole bunch of great stuff on Facebook. And I'll just say, go ahead and check it out. And if I have time, as the show progresses, I'll give you some of the details related to a lot of those. God bless me. I sneezed. Okay. We should probably get to the phones, do you think?
I think we need to get to Jerry and Romeo, don't you?
I think we do. And we have spoken with Jerry about his dogs on the previous shows. I can't remember. I think it was Darcy. I think that was the last time they were on, and we had Darcy communicate with Romeo to find out if, in fact, he's in pain, and of course he is. So we'll have Jerry fill us in on what's going on. Good morning, Jerry. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. Dr. Hello. Nels is here, and remind us about your dog, Romeo.
Sure. Romeo is a 12-year-old American Pit Bull Terrier. And he was, of course, playing with my 10-year-old English Bulldog, and all of a sudden he just stopped, and his arm kind of jerked up at a 90-degree angle. And
that was his right front leg?
Right front leg, yeah. I'm sorry. And it's been kind of bothering him ever since.
Yeah, and I will tell you, Dr. Nels, that Romeo is like the sweetest pit bull on the planet. He's just a sweet, sweet boy. And I actually worked with Jerry and his family more related to the other dog, the English Bulldog, and some, you know, behavior stuff I was there to deal with. But Romeo, I couldn't ignore Romeo and this what has been diagnosed kind of as some kind of nerve damage. Isn't that what the vets are saying, Jerry?
Well, that's what the doctors think. They, you know, without further tests, they can't really tell. But Darcy said that it was, and then the other doctors, Dr. Yearout and...
Right, and Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill, yes. They were a little more hesitant to go that route, but Darcy seems to think that it's a nerve issue.
Yeah, and also there's some knuckling. He, you know, sometimes knuckles over. That indicates nerves and so forth. And Darcy was able to describe the shoulder doctor. Now, she said that as she showed it to me, I'm making fists with both hands and sticking my fists together. She said that the shoulder would look like this normally, that something happened in that roughhousing with the other dog and it, like, did that.
Yeah, that doesn't look too good.
At any rate, he and what Romeo told, said to Darcy was that when he's just doing nothing, sometimes it hurts, sometimes it doesn't. But whenever he tries to bear weight, he gets a sharp pain. And obviously that's why he doesn't. And it was painful for me to watch him limping because he barely puts any weight. And I understand that you and Jerry have been in touch.
Right. We had a conversation, and Jerry sent me a video. And, I mean, that's the big deal.
Yeah.
Because that video really shows.
So you were able to see, because, I'm not kidding. It was painful for me to watch Romeo. I think
it
he
is
felt
painful
the same
to watch,
way.
Because he's basically a three-legged dog now.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I've been tuning in while we've been talking here, and I've definitely found issues in the neck over on that right side for starters. I'm working on the lower part of the neck, and then down in the lumbar spine, there's a corresponding area, and we are tuning those up right now.
And he's got his hands on Romeo, Jerry, right now. I don't know if you knew that, but he's already started.
So Jerry, have you got Romeo right there with you?
He is right here with me. He's taking a little nap.
Excellent. See, I wonder if you can you be on the phone and follow some instructions?
I can put you on speaker, but I'm not going to be as close to the phone. Is that going to be a voice?
Okay, well, let's,
radio?
That can sound a little weird on the air.
But we won't make Jerry do a lot of talking for the moment anyway. So
okay.
What I want you to do, Jerry, is I want you to put one of your hands on his neck, on the side of his neck, just a little bit in front of the shoulder, and... which hand would that be if you put your other hand down on his lower back area?
I got my right hand on his neck, and then I'm going to put my left hand on his lower back area.
Okay, so the right hand, you're going to use your middle finger of your right hand and the pointer finger of your left hand. And the
middle finger of the right hand, pointer finger of the left hand.
And you're going to put that pointer finger down. You're going to be halfway between his where his spine joins his pelvis and the lowest rib, just about an inch to the right of the spine. And you're going to rest. You can stroke along there a little bit. See if you feel something that feels tight. If you don't, that's okay. You'll be in the right area if you're midway between the hips and the lowest rib. And then the one on the neck, you're going to feel around, and you should find a knot in there, or it might even feel like a bone. Sometimes things get so hard and tense, they feel like a bone sticking way out. And that would be just a little bit up from the shoulder towards the ear on the side of the neck. And it could be a little forward of the center of the side of the neck, almost, a little bit around almost to the front side of the neck. So are you feeling anything in there, Jerry?
I'm feeling the tenseness with my left hand a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting anything with my right hand.
Okay, so you're going to be putting that that right hand...
Is that the one that's down on the
that's
spine?
The one, no, that's the one that's on his neck.
That's
and that's the
neck.
One that's going to be on the side of the neck. And you're going to be... if you stroke along the side of the neck, you can feel an area where it feels tense or even... sticky. You might get a sticky sensation. Anyway, if you're just about midway to slightly more towards the shoulder on the side of the neck, you'll be in the right area to stimulate the nerves that go to the right part of the brain, and that's what we want to do.
So I can tell you there's something that's bothering him. His right arm is jerking a little bit.
Okay.
He's looking at him now, so.
Yeah, okay, so you're probably
in the right place.
Now, you don't need to push hard. You can just let
no,
your...
No, I'm not. We had some people over last weekend, and he gave them a little warning that it doesn't feel comfortable when you touch me here, so...
Yeah.
I'm not being too aggressive here.
Yeah, you just want to touch them lightly and hold those 2 points. And what we're doing is we're putting our awareness into our fingertips and feeling for sensations like pulsing. And ultimately, we're looking for a pulsing that gets into both fingers and is simultaneous and a nice, deep, resonant kind of a boom, boom, boom sort of a feeling. And that's a sign that we're getting good connection going. And I'm getting some of that right now, but I've been holding those points energetically for a little while now. And what we're doing with you is we want to make sure that there's sensory input into the brain as well. So we're hitting it from both the energetic and the sensory side of things to get the best chance at a result here.
So is it possible that I could feel it in one hand and not the other?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I feel it in my left hand. Oh, he's moving. He doesn't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we may have to just do this job energetically only. And then later on, we'll talk after the show sometime, and we'll get organized to see what we can do to help him some more. All right.
Okay.
So I'm getting good pulses going with both of my fingers here. So energetically, things are happening. And what I'm going to do is find out what else might need to be done. And what we're going to do, I'm going to mirror those points, go to the other side of the neck and the lower back in the same 2 areas. And the body pretty much requires balanced energy to function normally. So many times that's what I'll end up doing is mirroring contacts, although not always. There's a lot of reasons why I wouldn't as well. But we're starting to get some pulsing. I can feel it in both fingers, but it's kind of fluttery at the moment. It will soon start to even out. It's slowing down a little bit now and getting deeper and more pronounced, especially in the lower body, just like you experienced. The neck area is coming in now and starting to get a good pulsing going there. And the idea behind this is once the body becomes more energetically balanced, it can start to relax somewhat. And many times what's happened is due to a trauma like he was roughhousing, what will happen is the body will make a response to a sharp pain, and then the muscles will go into a spasm and they'll basically just get stuck. A switch in the brain gets thrown and it just keeps those muscles firing and they don't stop until somebody resets that switch.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to hope we can do with him, because that video of him walking around on 3 legs with his right one just hiked up is, you know, pretty well tucked in front of him. That's pretty hard to watch.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And he's such a sweet, sweet boy. Now, we have seen, of course, you work miracles with many other dogs, and some with quite severe situations, like the dogs that are paralyzed from the waist down and
right.
aren't able to use their rear legs at all. But after working with you, they start walking again and running and all of that great stuff. And I think if I'm remembering right, though, it usually with those cases have taken anywhere from 4 to 7 treatments before you really got full
right.
recovery.
Well, we had one. It took 7 treatments before it even got up on its feet at all.
Really?
Yeah. So sometimes it takes a while to get the body to regenerate those nerves, essentially.
So, but I in most of those cases, I think even after the first session, some improvement was noted. Is that a fair statement, or
not
necessarily true?
Not really true.
Not with
many of the ones that are in real bad shape. Yeah,
okay.
Especially if they've been paralyzed for a while, the nerves have atrophied somewhat. They actually, what happens? They've done studies and they find out that they actually lose water. And so they're almost like dehydrated.
Well, I think, Jerry, you can confirm that, because there is a lot of atrophy in the area with this leg, isn't there, with Romeo? Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that on the video, too.
Yeah, yeah. So that's already happened with him. And I do understand you will be following up with this, but this is going to be a fascinating case. I am so encouraged that, you know, we're finally getting you and Jerry together so that you can work on Romeo. And I'm so hoping that you can bring back function with his leg, because this is not that unusual, actually, an injury or debilitation. I my beloved Chowie Golden that was with me for so many wonderful years, this is it was a very similar situation that actually cost him his life.
Yeah.
But it was just, you know, acupuncture and chiropractics for dogs had really, chiropractic part of it really hadn't started yet. And of course, I don't even know if Best was available.
Yeah, it might not have been at
20,
that time.
25 years,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. There were a few Best practitioners, but I wasn't one of them yet. I started that about 15 years ago.
Yeah, so I don't think any of that was available to us at that time. But I'm real hopeful. And do you have a sense for what you think it might take with Romeo?
I think not at this point. I'll be talking to Jerry further, and I think we can get together sometime and see what we can do. I want to get my hands on Romeo so I can really, really get the full impression of what's going on.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Of course, you are working with a dog, one of those ones that couldn't use the rear end, and you're doing all remote work in California,
yeah,
making some really miraculous strides, are you not?
Oh, it's amazing. I started this dog out about almost 6 weeks ago, and let me think, it was a Sunday, so I think it was 6 weeks ago, was her very first phone session with the owners being my hands, and I'm talking to him on the phone.
Kind of like what you were doing, yeah, with Jerry, but you had more time,
yeah,
and could do it in
and
a more relaxed.
Within 5 days, she was actually up on her feet. She wasn't doing hardly any more than standing and taking an occasional step. But now we have videos of her, and she's trotting around the backyard.
Wow.
So we're working on her. At this point, we're working on her twice a week.
Wow.
So,
wow.
But we're getting great results.
All right. All right. So have you done what you need to do,
yes,
with Romeo today?
Yeah, with Romeo, I did the basic. Actually, it was the basic reset that I've talked about on previous shows.
Yeah.
And that resets the fight or flight system. And that's what the body wanted right now. So that's what we did.
So Jerry just, what, needs to pay attention to anything that's different or what's,
sure,
going on?
Sure, and I'll be in communication with you, Jerry, and we'll work out something to where we can get to work on him a little bit regularly here.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so Jerry, you keep me posted on what's going on with our Romeo, because I'm attached to this one now. I want to see Romeo walking with free of pain again, so... Let's hold that picture. All right. So thanks for calling Animal World. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, and Jerry?
Yes.
Would be a good idea if you're around next Sunday, because, you know, Jude and Paul will be in with the harmonics. So if you call in next Sunday, they can just add their magic to all of this, too.
Why not?
Okay.
Good.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. And then we're heading down to Oregon. Christine's on the line. If anyone else wants to get in line, local number 425-373-5527 and toll free 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Dr. Nils Rasmussen straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
They're so cute. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning here with me and the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. Dr. Nels is here, too. Mike's here. Kathy's here. And we've got open phone lines for free remote sessions. And Kathy wanted to know that, Dr. Nels, if you're able to test about, you know, like vitamin supplements and medications and whether or not animals or people need them and the dosages, and that is something that you do, right?
Well, I can do that. I don't consider myself necessarily like the expert in this field, okay?
Right,
But energetically, I can find out what seems to be good for an animal as opposed to something that it has to tolerate or adopt, and it might say a particular pattern of response to that's not part of just incorporating it into the system. So you might call it a toxicity, something like that. So I feel like what I do is a little more general than somebody who does real specific nutritional analysis type of work. But on the other hand, it's good to know if something's good for you or bad for you. And that's
and you use a kinesiology type test. And
right.
I know I have you test me regularly for, you know, the supplements and things that I take and so forth. And it's quite amazing to me that how your body differs in what it needs, you know, from month to month. And so I adjust and make changes according to what Dr. Nels gets when he tests me. And I'm amazed that it makes a difference, and I can feel the difference
when
we adjust the dosages. So that is something that he can help you with. And we want to be sure that you're checking out Dr. Nels' Facebook page, Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook, or go to nelshealingministry.com, click on the Facebook link. That'll take you to the Facebook page. Like the photograph that he posted of him in the studio this morning, and then he's going to put names into a hat and draw a free private telephone remote session for one of you. How great is that? I also wanted to mention that you want to be sure and check out our Animal World Animal Intuitive Medium. Reiki Master Darcy Pariso does wonderful private sessions by phone. She also has a great deal, one question via email, $15. So you don't have to do a full session. That's a really great deal. And I'll tell you more on current events when we get to that, because I know she's going to be on an internet radio show coming up. And, of course, she will be in the studio with us the second Sunday of January. And you know my favorite odor neutralizer, Anti-Icky Poo. You can find a product locator link on the Animal World website at MarthaNorwalk.com. Wait till you see Anti-Icky Poo flash at you and click on that link. Then you can find a place to get it. Works the best at neutralizing odors. And of course, our friends Jude and Paul Ponton at Whispering Dragon in Seattle. It will be Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday with them next Sunday, so I hope you'll join us in the studio. All right, we are going to head down to Oregon and welcome back to Animal World, Christine. Welcome to Animal World this morning.
Thank you, thank you. I'm not sure if Dr. Nell's, now that I'm thinking about it, can help parakeets.
Well, why not? You can do parakeets, can't you?
Well, they have energy, too. So we'll,
yeah.
And, you know, animals that seem to be, I guess you say, domestic animals associated with people are normally pretty easy to work on. Wild animals I have much harder time tuning into, although I have, when I've been in their presence, I've been able to do some things that help them. But energetically, I just maybe the wild thing,
It's harder to make the connection.
It seems harder to make the connection for me. So it could be something I'll grow into later. Who knows?
Well, also, I'm wondering, though, because when you're dealing like with, like Christine's talking about her parakeet or something, you can connect through the human.
Right.
You know, you've got an automatic connection there that can be related to.
Right. It brings me right in. And Christine, now, I'm almost feeling like I need to apologize to you because I seem to remember you making some remark or comment on Facebook, or maybe you sent me an email.
No, I sent you an email.
Oh, that was it.
It was for something else.
Oh, okay. Did I respond?
You know what? I don't think so.
Okay.
But that's okay. You're a very busy guy.
That's
what
happened.
That's why you're apologizing.
Exactly,
see.
Because I remember seeing something from you, Christine, and then it occurred to me when I saw your name on the screen here.
I don't think I ever answered that.
I don't think I ever got back to her on whatever it was.
I had some assistance from Takur, so the two of us... we think we took care of that problem. Okay. I'll check in again later.
Okay.
With Robin Alexis. And see
all right.
She feels it's cleared. But this problem is a domestic one with those parakeets.
Yes.
The male is, he has two favorite hens.
So how many parakeets do you have, Christine?
Well, somebody died recently and he left me two. So now I have seven.
Yeah, seven. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. The two, they're a couple, and I leave them in their cage. It's large, and it's right next to my other cage that has five. So I have one male and four hens in that one. And the male,
know that. Is that the female term for parakeets is hen?
I think
Like with chickens?
I think that's
interesting.
What I heard.
Oh, okay.
But I'll just use hen.
Okay.
Anyway... Or I'll just use male and female.
And girls and boys works too, you know.
Anyway, the guy, that's true. I'd have to call him a cock, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, the male is wooing these two. And right now, one of them is really violently attacking the other one.
The females?
I think. I mean, she gets... my little blue female down on her back at the bottom of the cage, and she's just going at her.
Oh.
Well, I put her in a tiny little cage, a smaller cage, to cool down, and she managed to open up the cage, and she was climbing all over the new cage as well as the older cage, you know, chatting away, and I'm going, oh, crap. So I put her back in. And it was just maybe 2-3 hours later, she was back at it again.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what's all of a sudden happening between
it's that
her
boy
and
girl thing, you know. I have two does, rabbits, and one buck, and the does can't be together. They just can't be together. They're because they're mad at each other for liking the same guy, I guess. So they have their own little places. I pasture raise these rabbits, and they're running all over. Right now I've got, like, I can't remember, 8 or 9 bunnies running around. And it's just a circus out there is what it is. It's great fun.
Huh.
So, well, I'm lucky their eggs don't go anywhere but to the bottom of the cage. So,
anyway.
So you're wanting some help in calming down this aggressive female?
Yeah, because, you know, they used to not be this way. I mean, he would go between one or the other, one and the other. And he takes off when the two are fighting, little brat.
Well, yeah, that's the Elvis thing. So
I wonder, maybe the fighting's escalated because of the introduction of the new birds. Is that possible?
No, because they're in their own cage.
Well, but they're still in the environment.
Oh,
they're
right next
to them.
Well, I remembered to start playing parakeet, budgie songs in the wild. And all of a sudden, that kind of quieted him down. But while I was waiting for you on the phone, there she goes again. She went right after, started trying to, you know, peck at her. And
well, I'm tuned in here, and I'm doing a little energetic balancing.
My recce didn't work.
I'm not sure that it's going to accomplish what we want, but at least... now, which one's the blue one? Is that the one getting beat up, the one doing the beating
up? Yeah, the little blue is getting beat up.
Okay, that's the one that demanded my attention. So that's the one I'm working on right now. I don't know if I can get the other one. She may be just fine with herself and feeling perfectly good.
Sure.
So... but the one that's been beat up needs a little help, and so that's what I'm working on right now.
So is the male.
And I'm also getting, Christine, if more help is needed with these parakeets after Dr. Nels has worked on them, I'm just flashing in my mind flower essences. And there's a gal I work with up here. Her name is Vicki Draper. Does some really wonderful... flower essences, and I know you can just mist them, you know, around the birds, and that might be a benefit. So let me just contact me off the air, and I'll put you in touch with Vicki if you still need more help with that, because that's what was just flashing in my mind.
Yeah, and I'm just not picking up anything that needs to be done for the one that's aggressive. She's just fine. It's the other one that's got trouble, and so I tuned up the one that's getting beat up, and the other female. You know, she's feeling good about herself. So,
would it be better for me then to remove the one that's getting beat up instead?
If it was me and my birds, I think that's what I would do. Would be to take the one that's being beat up out of the situation.
Okay.
And could she go with the other two birds, or?
Yeah, that's a female and a male again, and then I'll have, and in that one. Then I'd have two blue females with one green male. In this case, I'd have a hard time keeping track.
Yeah.
Well, if you take videos, you can post them on YouTube, and the Seahawks fans will love it because they're blue and green.
Yeah, that's true. But so you're feeling like the aggressive female, you're not getting there's anything wrong with her, so
no.
This is like normal behavior,
yeah,
probably,
that's
huh?
Right. She just is doing her top, I'm the top bitch around here. That's how that works.
She is. Right now she's doing a stare down.
Yeah. So see how the energy work helps them, Christine. But then, like I said, feel free to contact me, and I'll put you in touch with Vicki, because that's what flashed in my mind. So it may be that's what you need to calm this aggressive one down.
Send an email or go on to Facebook.
Either one. Email's good, though, because then I can forward, because you might be able to find Vicki, because I know Vicki, she has a website, but I know she also... She has regular newsletters, and I know she's on Facebook. I think it's Heal Your Animal, but I'm not positive. But I'll look it up for sure. So shoot me an email if you want that information.
Oh, cool, I do.
Okay, all right. Thanks
okay.
for calling, Animal World.
And it's not even spring.
No, yeah, that's not even really like mating season. So
I think maybe I should stop playing the budgie sound.
Well, I don't know. You know, that'd be a question. That would be a good question for Darcy, you know, Pariso,
and
our communicator, to see how that music affects them. And if that's making her more aggressive. But that was one of the first thoughts that came into my mind was, because I think you said they weren't always this way.
No, I don't play it that often, but I tell you, when I do play it, everybody's singing along with them.
Are you remembering at all when she started being more aggressive? Was it when
just a couple of days, I think.
But was it after you started playing this music?
Way after.
Okay, so what about when do the new birds come in?
They came in maybe 2-3 months ago or 2 months ago.
Okay, so they've been there for quite a while until this behavior began.
Yeah, and it might be that I'm not noticing it because there is a lot of chattering and chittering and whatnot. So, and sometimes I hope they work it out, send them energy, yeah. Loving energy.
Okay.
Because I don't want to interfere also with their working out their problems, right?
Right, but I think probably one of the best things you could do would be the flower essences. So let's make sure you get that information. And then let us know what you observe after this energy balancing today.
Yeah, that would be really interesting.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you both.
Bye-bye.
All right. That opens up lines, and lines are open. We are going to close out this hour, our first hour of Animal World. We're going to listen to some Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs, and then we'll be back with hour number two. If you would like to line up to get in for free remote sessions with Dr. Nails, and it can be for you, it can be for your animal friends, it can be to check on supplements or medications and compatibility and dosages, could be check on allergies and foods. Dr. Nails helps me know what I need to rotate Robbie on and off of, and it works really great. So give us a call at 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.